Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, Kid Nation, we got that password coming up in about 5 minutes. You'll need it to play Beat the Bank Extreme. And then we'll have you call in 10 minutes after that. Hold on to that password in 5 minutes. But right now, we do have to get into Love Letters to Kelly, and it's brought to you by Quip this morning. I think I scared boss man George. I just walked by his office, and I was so proud of my mouth that I said, George, I quip. And he got all flustered. I was like, no, I'm just letting you know, I quip. I brush with the Quip electric toothbrush, and I love this thing because it's made brushing a lot easier for me. Plus, it's really affordable, so I got one for my entire family. They got kids sizes for my kids, little smaller brush heads for the kids. My wife's got one as well. It's got sensitive sonic vibrations, so my gums stay healthy, and I'm not brushing overly hard on them and injuring them. It also's got that built-in two-minute timer, which is my favorite thing in the world when it comes to this toothbrush, because it'll pulse every 30 seconds to let me know, hey, dude, switch sides. Keep it even for every tooth to get some love, and that's what I've been doing, and it's got a mirror mount, so it keeps it front and center. You could put it on your mirror. You could put it in the shower, wherever you like to brush.
Yeah, that's cool.
That way you don't forget about it. We're supposed to brush twice a day for 2 minutes a day, and Quip makes that happen without you forgetting. And look, 25,000 dental professionals love it. They have thousands of five-star verified reviews. This is why I love Quip. You'll love it, too. It starts at $25. I told you it's affordable, unlike the other electric toothbrushes. Right? And if you go to getquip.com/kid right now, you can get your first refill pack for free. By the way, $5 will get you that refill pack every 3 months if you want to take part in that as well. That's your first refill pack for free at getquip.com/kid. And now let's launch into it.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend and I have only been dating a few months. With him, I realized why it never worked out with anyone else. He treats me like a queen and gives me my space. He treats me the way all women should be treated. However, recently we got into an argument about the future. He wants to have a family within 2 years. I do not. I don't want to have a family for at least another 5 years. The idea of a baby terrifies me. He's about to be 30, but I'm just 26. He says he's getting old and doesn't want to wait until he's 35 to have a family. It doesn't look like either one of us wants to compromise on this. Should we just end the relationship here or wait and see what happens in the future?
Well, I mean, that's a choice you have to make. I can't make a compromise for you. I mean, that's a line in the sand for both of you. So, I mean, it just depends on who's willing to cave, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just because you try to start having, you could start trying, doesn't mean you're going to get pregnant for 2, 3, 4, 5 years. Ask anybody who's, struggled with infertility, and then other people who blink and they're pregnant. Very frustrating.
Yeah.
But I can't make that decision for you. But if you're not on the same page when it comes to children, I think, yeah, especially if somebody draws a line in the sand where they want no kids, at least he's giving you the possibility of kids or
an age,
both,
35, yeah.
Both are having that you're open to kids and you want kids. But if you're both just completely opposite about wanting them, period, yeah, I'd say break up and move on because that's you can't take that back, right?
Yeah.
But people do change their minds.
I was that guy. I wanted to wait to have kids until my mid-30s.
And what happened?
We got pregnant.
Stuff happens.
Stuff happens, and you know what? It's probably for the better, that I had my son younger because I have a little more energy. I'm able to play with them. So, things change.
It works for you.
Your mindset changes.
Yeah,
so I wouldn't end the relationship over it. That's not an ender for me. That's just something I can't decide for you. And there's no right or wrong. Wanting to have a baby now, wanting to wait. Who's going to win that argument?
Right.
There's good pros and cons for both sides.
You can talk it out. I mean, like, how much is going to change in the next few years?
Yeah, but
right?
You can also say we're going to start trying, when I'm, when I hit 29 or whatever.
And whatever happens, happens.
Right. I don't know what the compromise is going to be. I can't make that decision for you. I'm sorry.
A lot of these can be solved with just talking, like Kelly always says. All right, before our next letter, got to hook you up with this password, Kid Nation. You need it. We'll have you call in here in about 10 minutes. You'll be playing Beat the Bank
Extreme.
$5,000 in a few of those vaults, by the way. You just got to hang in there as long as you can. The password you need this hour, Fuzzy.
Fuzzy.
Fuzzy is your password. Write it down. Don't forget it. Your chance to play is coming up, and we'll keep it going now, though.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I have been with my boyfriend for a year and a half, and so far everything has been great. He's introduced me to his family, and I have introduced him to my family as well.
Good signs.
Well, about 3 weeks ago, he started acting really distant. I did not bother or nag him about the way he was acting because I thought he was just going through something and would open up to me when the time was right. We recently had an argument about something so dumb, Kelly. And just to clarify, I want to let you know he's Hispanic and I'm white. After the argument, he began talking to me in Spanish, which I only know poquito español. And I jokingly said, you don't have to make fun of me in Spanish. Kelly, he blew up after that, grabbed his keys, and left without any explanation whatsoever. I tried calling, texting. All I received in return was, please stop calling me text. I like to think that I'm always the rational one and initiate conversation after a little hissy fit, but this time it's different. I feel as if I didn't do anything wrong and that I shouldn't have to be the one to apologize. It has been almost a week since I heard from him, and not a call, text, email, nothing. I love this man more than anything, but I'm at a loss on what to do. I feel as if I'm worth at least a text, but he can't even give me that. Should I be the bigger person again and reach out to him or wait it out? Thank you for your help, Alexis.
I'd wait it out, Alexis. I mean, I just like, this is...
Something happened.
Yeah, something happened. It. He's going through something. Maybe he... Okay. In my experience, when a man wants to break up with me, and vice versa, you know, you...
Sabotage.
You sabotage it. But I also know that they try to make everything you do is wrong because they're looking for an excuse, especially when there's really nothing there. Right. They're just not feeling it. A year and a half in a relationship, he's probably... I'm just guessing because I don't know him. He's under the pressure. Well, now it's the time where I've got to poop or get off the pot. I got to, you know, what are we doing here? I don't think this is what I want. And he's freaking out and trying to break up with you in a very immature way. That's the way it appears to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it seems like.
So it looks like he's just at a point in his life where, yeah, the commitment thing isn't in his jam, I guess. I don't know.
He's just looking for a reason to leave.
And plus, do you want a man that deals with conflict like this? You know?
That's true.
Imagine what happens if you're married and the kids are crying and somebody just got laid off at work and your mother-in-law said something that rubbed you the wrong way and he just takes off for a week and you don't hear from him? That's the kind of person you want to handle life's conflicts with? It's not a mature way to handle anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand we all have moments of where we act irrationally, but usually pretty quickly realized, I'm being a jerk. I'm going to have to apologize and let's work this out. It doesn't sound like this is his way
of handling
things.
He's already broken up, maybe.
It sounds like he's trying to break up with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm sorry because I know you're in love with him and I know you've met family and you had your sights set on the prize, but it doesn't look like this is... it.
At least you know now. You know, you didn't waste another 2 years.
Yeah, and I don't know him. Maybe I'm completely wrong, but that's the way it sounds to me. Am I wrong?
No, it's like that to me.
It sounds like the typical guy
out.
Sabotage, and we do that.
He wants out.
A week. Yeah, he's ready to go.
And he's not the only guy that is going to do it, and he won't be the last guy to do it.
Yeah.
That's just, unfortunately, how we work sometimes.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I know you have had success on Bumble, and I just got out of a long-term relationship. With the dating scene seemingly daunting and with my family and friends urging, I joined Bumble this past weekend. I'm 35. This is totally new to me. The thing I'm seeking your advice on is, what are good openers? I've seen a lot of mention about being creative with my opening line, so I'm paralyzed in fear as I try to be creative without being inauthentic or trying too hard. Do you have any suggestions? It's from Jenna. Not our Jenna, I don't think.
Different Jenna.
We don't think.
Is that you, Jenna?
Sure.
Did you write that?
That is not.
Okay. We just confirmed it is not Jenna Owens. Okay.
That up.
Okay.
Well, in my experience with Bumble, the woman does have to have the opening line, right?
Yep.
So I'm just going to tell you, it wasn't the most earth-shattering, clever, witty opening, but you just need an opening line just to start. And hi is lame.
What a sup.
So my typical opening line was, thank you for swiping right on me, otherwise this would have been really awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
it's just kind of like, it's a little self-deprecating, a little bit, you know, but it was just an opening. And a man just needs that opening, and if he's really interested, he's like, absolutely, I swipe right on you. I loved your pictures. How are you doing this evening? It's, you know, it just naturally starts.
So
you don't need to really stress about being so crazy, funny, witty. I just something. But beyond high is lame.
I'll sense two highs.
I sense two highs.
So lame.
3 days
You know
apart.
What? If I get a high, I assume it's a bot. It's a virus. You know, if I click on it, it's going to be a virus. So high, just to me, is a red flag.
Okay, so that
it's kind of subtle, like an analogy. Like, I'm like a motorhome, need a hookup.
I just told you what I said.
I'm like a motorboat, I need a hookup.
You know, motorhome.
And I think with Alan, I even went a step further. I think I said, he saved the conversations. Because I didn't use it every single time. But I think because, you know, everybody says he looks like
Negan?
Jeffrey Dean Morgan. And I hadn't put two and two together at that point. I said, I know this sounds really weird, like this is a pickup line. I said, but have we met before? Because I really feel like we've met before. And it's because he had that familiar face. And I'm thinking, it's Denny. From Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, Danny.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of people say, too, as opposed to the Negan also. But that's where it was for me. So just something, anything. It doesn't have to be over-the-top creative.
Oh, you're looking at your lines that you've used on ladies on the Bumble?
Well, I'm looking at my profile. I mean, that's an opening line, but...
Give me one. Go click on a profile and tell me what you said first.
Okay.
Because I want to see what Al's
game
is like.
I want to know how he describes himself in his little bio. Yeah,
we'll go back to the... He lied about everything on there, remember?
My bio, I think I said, it's been so long. I think I said something about how I'm a single mom. I have a really great job. And I said, I'm just looking for someone to share the fun stuff with.
Yeah.
I just want to share the fun stuff with.
Is it really taking you this long to find the conversation?
Hi there. Glad to hear back. How are you? See, again, my open is a reply to something that a girl has
said. Oh, because you're so hot, all the girls are reaching out.
Well, no, that's the way Bumble is. The girl has to hit.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
And your reply was what?
Her open was high. Mine was hi there. Glad to hear back. How are you? Let me go to another.
That's not very exciting.
Yes.
You don't sound very interested.
No.
That was so.
You want to sound super interesting. You should be like, hey, let's have a baby. No, like, let her know.
Wow, we've met. That was mine on one.
Oh, cool.
She goes, here we meet again. And my reply was, oh, we've met.
Oh. Oh, man, nice. You're just dead end.
What are you doing, bro?
You're the worst. That's a dead end. Where is she supposed to go with that?
Tell me where we met.
Nowhere.
But we've met.
Well, let's meet again.
It's like, a better line would be like,
let's meet again.
We've met, and I didn't ask you out for a date then. Let's get that right now.
Yeah.
Dang it. Okay, next time I get a bumper.
You're horrible at that.
Yeah, I am. I'm bad.
You're like my orange appealing.
See, this is the frustration. This is the frustration with women. It's because men get these lame... like...
Step your game up.
Okay, you swipe right on me, which implies you're interested, and you're giving me this... Hi back.
Or they leave you nothing to, like when someone doesn't ask you a question.
There's nothing to build on there.
You're always supposed to ask a question.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I did.
Keep working on that, Big Al.
Met.
All right.
Question.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I'm so sad right now, Jenna, but yes.
He's trying.
Well, this one's a challenge.
Okay.
Oh. I'm a 24-year-old guy who recently met another guy that's in the Navy and stationed near me. We met a few times and talked and have gone out on dates, but the situation turned and it led to more than just hanging out as friends. Laundry. We both have been having a great time together and he wanted to keep everything hush-hush since he's in the Navy. And I was okay with that because we're both happy. For the first time, I felt like I found someone who likes me and wants to be with me. But he just recently told me he has a girlfriend.
Whoa.
Which I didn't know because I never thought to ask.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But I still can't get him off my mind, and we keep meeting. It's getting complicated, and I know I'm in the wrong because I feel guilty. But then again, it feels so right, and we're both so happy. I just want this to continue.
It feels good.
Because I've never been happier with a guy before, and by the way, he keeps telling me he's just straight curious.
No, okay, this isn't a good match. This is a guy that's...
Kelly, what do I do? I need help, Robbie.
He's not living his true life.
Yeah, he's not. Would it be different if he was cheating on a man? Mm-hmm. And then you're the other... You know what I'm saying? He's a cheater.
Yeah.
And he's playing both of you. So why would you want to be with someone who's living that... what he's doing is really kind of evil.
Well, because he's playing the girl, for sure.
Playing the girl.
And you.
Messing
and the
with
guy.
You. He's having the best of both worlds in his mind, and you're just sitting there laughing it up like a puppy dog. I wouldn't tolerate it. I would demand more respect for myself. And I get it. It feels good. I know that. It feels good. But sometimes, you know, it's just not worth it. And think of that girl who thinks she's with a guy who's being faithful to her. And she's probably planning on building a life with him. And you're participating in this lie.
And what are the chances he's going out there and you're not the only side piece?
Yeah, if he's lying.
You never know.
Yeah, he's lying to her. He's lying to you. Who else is he lying to?
He's going all over the world and stuff.
What if he's not straight curious? What if he's bi-curious? and he's lying to you, telling you what you want to hear.
And he's got other dudes out there that he's hollering at.
I wouldn't be with someone that's flat out letting you know he's living a lie. So you're dating a liar. But boy, it feels good, doesn't it? Mm-mm. There's somebody else who'll make you feel good and feel worthy and complete and the only one. Mm-hmm. I don't understand living with that anxiety. I don't, that's not a fulfilling relationship for me. But some people thrive on that, especially in your 20s. I think
you want a little drama. A little sprinkle of drama.
On the drama. You don't feel good unless somebody's slamming a door and, you know, spitting mad over you. And the sneaking around makes it kind of a little exciting and fiery. But then you get into about your 30s, you're like, what the heck is that about?
So you grow out of it.
Yeah. I would hope you would. I would hope you would, because there's grown people in their 40s and 50s that haven't grown out of it. They have the fools up there in the singles clubs. You know,
if you want some solid advice from our love expert, Kelly Raspberry, go ahead and write her at KidNation.com. And we'll do it again Mondays and Wednesdays is when Love Letters to Kelly happens. And Kid Nation, it's time.
Time.
I hope you warmed up those dialing fingers because it's time to play Beat the Bank Extreme. And that phone number you need is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-KID-GAME.
All right, we're looking for caller number 17. Come prepared with that password. You'll need it so that you can gain entry into our Hall of Vaults, and then you pick one of those. Hopefully it contains up to $5,000. We'll find out next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
About over there, buddy.
I know, just something that's been going on for the last couple days on my screen.
Can you fill us in later?
Maybe.
Okay. We want to laugh.
Maybe. Might be a pop quiz for someone.
Pop quiz?
Yeah.
For who?
I don't know. For someone in the back.
What's going on?
Look up at my screen.
Oh.
And it's been going on for a couple days.
You see how they're spelling malt?
Yeah. Okay, we'll get into it in a second. We gotta get to Christy, though.
Hi, Christy.
Yay!
What's up, girl?
Yay! I'm so excited!
All right, Christy, what are you doing right now?
I'm standing here trying to get kids ready for school.
All right, cool. Well, let's pause that. The kids could be a little bit late because money is about to be had right now.
Yay! Yeah.
Yes.
Yay!
How many kids are you getting ready for school?
Two. I've got Draven, my 11-year-old, and Willow, my 3-year-old.
Aww. All right, yeah. All right. So it's definitely tough to get those two ready for school because they're running around getting into stuff.
But, of course.
But
of
Christy, we would love for you to win a ton of money. Go ahead and step up to the vault real quick.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Fuzzy. Password accepted.
Fuzzy is the password. Congratulations.
Nice job.
Welcome to our Hall of Vaults. Look at them all lined up, ready for you, all cleaned up. Which vault would you like?
Number 26.
Vault number 26 is officially yours, Christy. All right, here's how the game works. We're going to put you in there with our banker. He's going to give you dollar amounts. Those dollar amounts increase the longer you stay in there. Your only job, Christy, is to yell stop when you think the banker's gone as high as he's going to go. Now, he's going to try to be tricky with you. You just got to stay in there and pull out as much money. Only tip I can give you is that if you hear any number, like $1,000, $2,000, or $5,000, any number followed by $1,000, stop. It will not go any higher, okay?
Okay.
All right, Christy, let's see how much money you win. Let's play
Beat the Bank Extreme!
$120, $180, $250, $330, $370, $480, $550, $590, $660.
Oh, I would have got one more. That's what I was. I would have closed on me too, Christy.
I wasn't feeling that one.
No, I was going one more. I was trying to get 700.
Oh. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I know, that's a threshold. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey,
it's okay. Fine. I'm so glad I got in. Thank y'all so much. I love you, Jenna.
I love you. Help How can I make it better?
Oh, it's okay. I'm just so glad I got in.
Well, we love you, Christy. Get those kiddos ready for school, and hopefully we get to hear you on the phone again soon.
I'm
going to
send you a present. It's not money, but I'm going to send you a present. Okay. Give Nick and Justin your address.
Okay, deal. Hold on for us, and Jenna's going to give you a little Jenna gift because you love her.
Oh, it just breaks my heart when
I know. She's like,
crying.
She's getting a Jenna gift, though.
I know, but that just breaks my heart.
I know.
It's like a...
That's the name of the game right there.
I know. It's not going to make her feel better. I just thought she seemed very nice.
Well, we have another password for you coming up, Kid Nation. So forget the one that Christy just gave us. It'll be brand new. Another chance to play Beat the Bank Extreme is coming up less than 1 hour from now. But maybe this will make us feel better because it's time for the midweek update.
Okay.
Yes. Come on. Save the moment.
Put us in a good mood.
With
Anna.
Come on. The pressure is on.
Yeah.
Okay. So did you guys see that there was a study that said 1 in 6 millennials have $100,000 in savings?
No.
Show me these people.
Yeah, out of the 5 friends that I have listening right now, which one of y'all is lying? Okay. Because much like the Happiness Journal study didn't apply to Kelly, this one does not apply to me. Okay.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I can't relate.
1 in 6.
Maybe
it's the upper end of the millennials. What's the 35?
It's like 30. I'm an elder, so right. That's
36
fair.
Is the cutoff.
JC and I are elder millennials.
Yeah, so the elder millennials are picking up the slack for you bums at the bottom.
I'm here to tell
what's
you.
That?
No, we're not.
I'm working on it.
I saw, unrelated but related, I saw a tweet that said, millennials can't invite you to your house, but they can invite you to their podcast.
Hey, that's right.
That's right.
I
like that.
Same.
But are you happy?
Yes.
There you go.
Well, there you go.
I'd be happy with...
You still got that couch.
I'd be happier with $100,000 on my
you
account.
You think?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I know. For
it's
a fact.
Fact.
That's fact right there.
Facts. Okay, so Shakira, she promised that the Super Bowl halftime show will be her best show ever.
Ever.
Wow.
Yeah, right? Okay. But the promise didn't come from her hips. So, I don't know. It could be a lie.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So Jessica Biel, we touched on this a little earlier. She's married with kids to Justin Timberlake, but she admitted that growing up she wasn't a fan of NSYNC. So is that how this works? Because I'm not a fan of the Jonas Brothers. If that's the case, but like they're cool.
They're married. Yeah.
And
they all happy?
Right now they are.
Yeah. Are they all happy?
I think they are.
I'm fine being a second wife, that's fine.
You get a bigger ring.
Yeah. Okay, so we can all kind of admit that right now we're in like the reboot like generation. You know, we're rebooting everything, we're remaking everything that just kind of feeds our nostalgia. From Lizzie McGuire to Lion King and now The Parent Trap.
Again, haven't they done this like 3 or 4 times already?
Yeah, no. Turns out Dennis Quaid is actually just dating a 26-year-old woman in real life.
Oh.
Engaged.
Ridiculous.
How
I was like, I'm 26. That's wild.
And you want some of that?
No.
You want some D. Quaid?
Unless he has $100,000 in savings.
Oh, he does.
Well, I'm sure he does.
He does.
A few.
But no, I just, that blew my mind.
Yeah.
How old is he?
Yeah, he's in his 50s, maybe 60.
Oh, don't be an ageist, Anna.
Right.
Don't be an ageist.
Okay. If he's in his 50s, I'm cool with it.
Don't put maybe
I'll allow it.
Yeah.
Getting close to 60.
I really shouldn't talk because I'm older than my boyfriend, so. I'm
How much older?
Yeah, Coog. 2 years.
Okay, come on.
If I was single, I think I would date like a 60-year-old lady.
Up to 60?
Yeah. Maybe 65.
What do you base it on?
I don't know, life experience.
Yeah.
They've got some. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Al, what's your threshold?
What's your threshold?
I'm trying to think what my, I'm on my Bumble, what is my age range? I think it's like 32.
Uh-huh. To 32.
To about 45.
Wow.
Oh, whoa. You're saying I would go older than you if I was single?
Yeah.
You're cutting off a lot of wonderful, wonderful women by stopping at 45.
There's some hot 60-year-olds.
I thought you meant by starting at 32.
No, I mean, 32 is fine, but you should bump it up higher.
You definitely went older that one time.
Yeah.
That story I always hear about.
That was in Mexico, and Al had a lot of tequila.
He had no choice.
And she had no teeth, right?
she was 70-some, but looked 32.
It was a mercy makeout.
With the blurriness.
Yeah, I thought she had to pop her teeth out.
I sat down, and I was eating Mexican Doritos on a little bench watching Al make out with this lady. Because it was almost like a movie.
That was the craziest weekend. One of the weirdest weekends of my life.
Because we walked her back. It was me and Al, because Kenzie got food poisoning, and we walked this lady back with us. And then all of a sudden, we stop at the door, like, we're walking her to her door, but...
I don't remember this.
And then all of a sudden, Al starts saying, hey, baby, hey, baby, baby, baby. I hear baby, baby. Other than
Anna,
like, hey,
they've
baby.
Retold this story so vividly, I wasn't even there, oh, and I really? Feel like I was. Like, I feel like I can still retell the story.
I yeah. was just some burritos. So I'm like, oh, Al's throwing babies around, so that's cool. And then all of a sudden,
you yeah. just see him with this old like, woman.
And I'm still standing there. Oh. So am I okay? Should I leave? And I'm like, I don't really want to leave. This is too good to watch. So I sat down.
How
with my
old
burritos.
Was she?
She was probably
she was
close
probably
to 70.
60s, yeah. But Anna, I'm sorry we hijacked you.
No, this
Anna
is great.
Has one bit a week and you've just hijacked
I'm sorry. Right,
no, right. This was this is adding I love color. This story. Yeah. I really.
I don't remember it, so I'm being entertained.
Oh, and then Al reaches the booty for the booty.
Oh,
because her back's facing me and I'm like, oh.
Really? No, yeah. I didn't know.
There was a booty grab.
I'm telling you, I don't know.
Granny panties.
And she even goes, she threw out like,
oh, she's feeling young again.
Yeah, she was feeling young.
See that?
Oh.
Yeah.
So, Al, your age does go high. Yeah.
Okay.
Dennis Quaid, 65.
65.
Oh, look at that. Now, you're a little more warranted, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so that was a lovely story.
Yeah.
I do just have one more thing.
Okay.
Because I wanted to end on a little positivity to get
okay,
people
good.
Through some tough times. I like to call this trick or treat yourself.
Okay.
Okay. all right. In the spirit of Halloween. Were you tricked into watching more than just one episode? Treat yourself to the entire series at that point.
Yeah.
Were you tricked into thinking someone was into you when they weren't? Girl, treat yourself to the freedom without them. Okay.
There you go.
Yes.
And were you tricked into thinking that 1 in 6 millennials have $100,000 in savings? Treat yourself to life and debt. Okay.
That's good. Yeah.
That's your midweek update right there with Anna. She'll be back again next week with hers. Nice little midweek update with a side story of Big Al.
I love it.
Make out with an older lady. In Mexico. All right, good nation. Coming up next, our dream expert, Jenna, is here. Yes, she was a psych minor.
I was a psychology minor. I'm very underqualified to analyze your dreams, but I heard we have one from someone in the office.
Do we really?
Mm-hmm. And, of course, some from Kid Nation as well.
All right, so we'll get into those dreams and see what they mean next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, we're 20 minutes away from hooking you up with another password for your chance to win $5,000 with Beat the Bank
Extreme.
Yes, it's back. If you didn't hear, we did have the vault door close earlier, but it's okay. Sometimes that happens, you know. You got to go for it. Christy went for it. Could have walked away with $660, but it closed. Have another password here. 20 minutes. Write it down. Don't forget it. But right now, let's get our dream expert ready to go. She's got her hat on. She's got a puffy shirt that goes with the hat.
You ain't never had a friend like me.
All right. That's how I feel right now. So we figured that a lot of people, when they realized that Jenna was a psych minor and read psychology magazines all the time and started diving deep into people's dreams, that they wanted to have their dreams read and see what's going on in their waking life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we get a lot of messages about dreams. I do my best.
All right, well, let's see how you do with this one, Jenna. Let's get it going. It says, Dear Jenna, explain my dream, please. I have this reoccurring dream of sleeping and waking up in a panic and realizing today was my final exam for college and I'm about to miss it because I overslept, so I rushed to the exam. When I get there, I wake up in real life. What does this mean?
I'd be interested to know what their age is. Like, are you an adult now? I'm assuming that you're not in college anymore because I've touched on this before. This is one of the most common dreams that people have, that you revert back to a period of time in school where you show up unprepared, that sort of thing. So they say that when you go to school, that's the first time in our life that you actually feel responsibility. And so anytime in your later adult life, if you're feeling overwhelmed, like maybe you've gotten a new job, you have a new project, some assignment, some investments you're working on, a career change. I'm just kind of running the gamut of things that would be life changes or feeling a lot of pressure, buying a house, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They say that you'll revert back to that period of time where you most lack confidence and you had a lot of responsibility. So you're just being faced with some challenge that's presenting itself to you, and in your subconscious, you're feeling a lot of anxiety. But it means you need to to face some things because and not get cold feet, because that's maybe what you're going through.
Boom.
This one says, I had a dream while taking my afternoon nap. I was eating pizza with friends, then a lady I don't know came up and challenged me to eat a gigantic piece of pizza for a $5 prize. I accepted the challenge, and a crowd gathered round and cheered me on. As I was almost done, I woke up.
That's our staff email.
Nick.
Yeah,
oh,
that's me, Nick. That was your dream.
My strange dream.
So you just had that dream?
I just had a random dream yesterday. Someone challenged me to eat a slice of pizza. And then as I was getting finished, I woke up. So I don't know if I finished the pizza or not.
Were you winning?
Win $5. Yeah. I don't know.
So this is fascinating. Competitive eating in dreams, like doing an eating challenge, is a thing. Wow. And it means maybe you're going to have to go into your deep personal life and emote right now, Nick. But this is intense. This means that you're feeling some level of competitiveness with someone in your work life. Yeah, or in your waking life. So I would assume this is either your wife or your children, but I don't feel that you're being competitive with them. But that maybe you're competing to see who can do more or experience more of something. Or it could be a reflection that you or someone else is showing off with how much of something they can do in front of you. And
who's
it's bothering
showing off in
you.
Front of you, Nick?
I don't.
Is Justin showing off?
No.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't
competing
feel like
over
I'm
the children's affection, maybe?
Maybe. I mean, one, our oldest Davis, he's just turned 3. He can be a pill every now and then. So maybe I'm competing with him to be good. Don't do that. Don't yell. Don't scream. Don't bite
you're
your sister.
Feeling competition in some way. Hmm. So that's why you're having an easy competition in your dream. Wow.
So it has nothing to do with the sexy dream Big Al had of
me. I know I'm not competing with anyone else for Al's affection.
Thanks, Nick.
All right, Nick.
You had to trick him for it in that dream.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. You pulled the old switcheroo is what you did.
Did you analyze that dream, Jenna?
I tried. He didn't really give me a chance to. I mean, when you remember I told y'all that when you have, even though people get very disturbed when they hook up with a coworker, and it could in its same sex if you're not homosexual, or people get very upset by those dreams. And
basically,
now, I will say if it's recurring, as it's been with Al, he could have some underlying homosexual tendencies.
Oh, no.
But now, if you to recap real quick.
Sorry.
Big Al had a dream where he was hooking up with a girl. And then all of a sudden
he opened his eyes and
it was Nick. And when he realized it was Nick, he's like, cool, let's keep it going.
So they usually say when you have a dream about someone you work with, because a lot of times people have those dreams, people they despise at work and they're very disturbed by it. But they say that there's something that either there's a rift that you want to heal or there's something about Nick that you want to absorb into yourself, that he has some sort of personality characteristic.
He's a good family man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That he's a family man, or maybe he's settled down, or maybe there's something about the way he works and he's organized that you want.
No.
Well, you had the dream, so there's that.
You can deny it all day.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just telling you what they say it means when you dream about a coworker.
Yeah. Right. No, I got you.
Pizza champ Nick out there. Careful.
All right. Thank you, Nick. Go back to your room now, Nick.
I'll buy you a pizza later.
Jenna, help. I had a dream. I was in a white room, like a cell with a bathroom, and had to be there for a long time. It was more like a hospital, but I wasn't sick. Then my family was there from my childhood, and they brought me chicken wings. Before I could eat them, though, my son needed a diaper change. My son is 6 now, but he was about 9 months in my dream. There's a lot going on there.
There's a lot going on in there. And so the room, to me, this is how I interpreted your dream. That room seems more like an insane asylum room than it does a hospital room. Because you're in the room that you had to stay in and you couldn't leave, but you weren't sick. It wasn't a hospital. So I'm just going to interpret it that way, because when you're dreamt that you're kept somewhere, that you're not allowed to leave like that, and it's a hospital, it represents feelings like that maybe your core beliefs are being challenged, right? So you feel crazy because maybe it's someone's challenging you with your religious beliefs or political beliefs or something with your family, some fundamental issue you're having with the dad.
Because they're coming back. right, from
about
the childhood.
Challenging, yeah. And so then, and they say when you dream as a parent about your child being super young again and changing a diaper even though they're older, that you're reverting back to a time where you felt like your child most needed you, and you're not, and you felt very deeply connected, emotionally connected to your kid when they were a baby, and you don't feel as connected now that he's getting a little bit older.
And independent.
Aww. Yeah. So you'll dream about the baby stage again because you miss that connection, so you need to try and connect more.
What about chicken wings? What did you dream about chicken wings?
What kind of chicken wings were they?
Yeah, you talk.
You're hungry, I don't know.
So good. Yeah. Were they boneless chicken wings? Traditional?
See, I prefer boneless.
What sauce? Meat sauce? Or just naked?
Yeah, no, not naked.
I like drummies. Drummies off.
The bones, though. I like the bones.
And people in Buffalo, New York hate that I say this, but I love ranch with my wings.
Me too.
You're supposed to go with blue cheese. That's the traditional, but man. Ranch is way better.
Who's to judge?
Everybody, apparently.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
See which bolt you can get in.
Huh?
Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Stephanie.
What up?
Are you there, Stephanie?
I am.
There she is. What are you up to right
Hi.
Now?
Hi.
I just dropped my kids off at work. Or at school.
Oh.
That's kind of work.
It's their job,
yeah,
isn't it?
Right.
You know what? When I was a kid, I called it work. What grade are your kids in?
7th and 6th.
7th and 6th grade, huh? Double middle school going on. A lot of hormones.
Irish twins.
They're twins?
Irish twins.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you guys went like back to back with the kids. Got it out of the way, right?
Here's JC with his Irish accent.
I'm Irish now. Ireland.
I'm Irish now.
I'm Ireland. Would you like a beer? More Scottish. Never mind. I'll stop now, Stephanie. I'm doing the worst accent of all time. What are you going to do the rest of the day, though? Chill? You got work?
Well, my heart's racing real fast right now. So I might have to take the day off.
Yeah, it depends on how much money you win. Maybe you might want to go take a shopping and go to the mall and buy yourself something nice and then come back to work tomorrow when your heart goes back to normal. Deal?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Stephanie. Well, let's step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Japan.
Password accepted.
Mm-hmm. Japan.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the password. You have gained access to the vaults. Now, which one would you like to pick, Stephanie?
Vault number 7, because there's 7 in my family.
Wow. Big family going on there. All right. Here's Big Al Mack with a big family himself out there to let you know how we play the game.
Well, Stephanie, Al, you're going to step into the vault. That's not good. You're going to step into the vault, and you're going to hear the banker. He's going to holler out dollar amounts. They're going to increase the longer you stay in. Possibly getting into the thousands, but no, we don't know. But you just need to say stop when you think he's not going to go much higher. And should you hear the word thousand, please say stop, because he won't go any further than that. Do you dig it?
Absolutely.
Are you smelling what I'm stepping in?
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling. I hadn't been asked that this year. I'm feeling really good.
Are you feeling misty-eyed like Meghan Markle when someone finally asked how she was feeling?
I'm feeling really good, Stephanie, but honey, I don't know anything, okay?
Yeah, honey.
I
got it.
Nobody's asking me how I'm feeling.
Thank you.
Stephanie, thanks for thinking about me.
All right, Stephanie. Now you know how Big Al feels, but again, go with your gut. Let's do it. Let's play.
Okay.
Beat the Bank Extreme.
60. 80. 170. 220. 350. 440. 550. 570. 650. 720.
Yeah. Just a rough day.
Yeah, day was kind of rough.
Yeah, well, yeah. It just depends on the vault you pick. That one only had $720.
You didn't have the luck of the Irish there, Stephanie. Yeah, we do apologize.
Looks like you're going to work today, Stephanie.
It's fine. I'm just so glad I got to talk to you guys. Thank you so much. Aww. I love you.
Same, Stephanie. You have a wonderful day. You take care of that big family of yours, okay?
I will. Bye.
Bye, Stephanie. She gave it a good old try right there. Why not go for it?
She did.
Stay as long as you can. Maybe for that $5,000. Who knows? Your chance to play is tomorrow morning. Make sure you're listening 7:10 and 8:10 Central for that password. We'll hook you up with it right away. And coming up next, I want to talk about this because they're calling it, and I think we've talked about it in the past, but it's back in the news. The scariest house in the world. Scariest haunted house in the world. But is it really a haunted house? Because Jenna's claiming, I don't think it falls under that category.
No.
So we're going to dive deep into this because I was thinking about maybe trying it, but I...
JC.
After watching the video, I might not. All right, we'll get into it next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, man. We had double vault closes.
Yeah, closings. Not a good day.
Today. People were going for it. Christy and Stephanie both went for it. 660 was during Christy's turn. Stephanie had a shot at $720, but they were going for it all.
I admire that.
Your next chance is coming up tomorrow. Don't you worry, Kid Nation. $5,000 vaults are still out there. There's more than one, by the way. And there's plenty of bacon for us out there, Big Al.
Bacon.
Yeah.
There's currently more than 40 million pounds of bacon sitting in warehouses in the U.S. That's the largest bacon surplus in almost 50 years.
Why is it sitting in warehouses?
Yeah.
We have too much bacon right now, so eat.
We can't eat it fast enough?
I guess not.
We'll be at Disney World fast enough, so.
Does that mean that bacon prices are going to drop a little bit?
You'd think, right?
Yeah.
I would hope so. And how would you like to win $20,000.
I would love that.
Just for going through a haunted house. We've all done it. We've all, at some point of our lives, gone through a haunted house.
Yes.
They all call themselves the scariest haunted house in town. Right? They all do that.
Yeah.
This one may have the world title. It's been deemed the world's scariest haunted house. It's in Tennessee. Now, here's the difference with this haunted house. It doesn't have the werewolves and the vampires and the people getting electrocuted in the electric chair. No.
It's not jump scares.
No, it's not jump scares, Jenna. It uses hypnosis to mess with people. If you make it through, now, I don't know how long this haunted house is, but I've read that it takes hours.
I think it's like 24 hours.
You get $20,000.
Did you say 24 hours?
I'm not sure. It doesn't say here, but Jenna's...
I've watched a documentary on this, because you know I've looked for this sort of thing before, but this is not up my alley. I think this is trash.
Well, when I saw this, I was like, $20,000, I got to do it. I can drive out there to Tennessee and get myself all into this little scary house and pull through and then get out.
When you leaving?
$20,000. I don't know. But the more and more I read about it, the less and less I want to do this. Mostly because it's so scary, and this has been going on for years, that nobody has completed it.
It's sadistic.
It's called McCamey Manor. And they use mind games, psychological torture. It messes with people so much that they all wind up saying the phrase to get out, you really don't want to do this. And Russ ate my lunch or took my lunch money and ate my lunch.
Yeah.
You have to watch, if you do want to do it, you have to sign a 40-page waiver, which I'm sure nobody reads all the way through because who does? You have to pass a drug test, complete a physical, prove that you have medical insurance just in case something goes wrong.
Oh, man.
Pass a background check. And then you also have to watch a two-hour video montage of people quitting. I've been watching the two-hour montage. And this is what's...
Get that out of the way early.
I'm slightly interested, so I started watching it just so that I could get that out of the way before my physical and my drug test and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And based on this video alone, I don't want to do it.
I don't know how this is legal if
they're signing up for it.
But if authorities really look into it, you can sign up for a lot of things.
Yeah.
It's still illegal.
So the one thing that got me in this montage of people quitting, you know, most of them are covered in like paint and
so this is the deal. I've watched a documentary. You pull up to this place. This guy lives in a trailer with like no furniture in it. This is what he does. He plans this, right?
He's a horrible,
so it's in the middle of nowhere. He's a creepy person. He has some employees, right? And so you couldn't just roll up and ask to do it. Like, this has to be planned months in advance, and people make appointments and travel across the world. He knows everything you're scared of. He blindfolds you. I mean, you're waterboarded. You're led into dark places, covered. covered with mud that they tell you is something else, and they yell at you and scream at you. I mean, it's just torture. They say it's more like an episode of or a Saw.
Yeah, that's, you know, exactly what it feels
part
like.
Part of the Saw franchise or Hostel than it is a haunted house.
And they're with you at all times, and he uses that scary voice, and he demeans you, and he says rude things to you while this is going on.
They separate you and tell you something happened to your friend, and she's going to the hospital. I mean, they're mean.
It's probably not so much as no one has made it through. It's probably the fact that they just keep doing stuff to you and make you leave. You
exactly.
Know what I'm saying? Like, there
they
is no real ending.
I would need to know how long I'm going to be in there. That's what I would. Is it 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 8 hours, 24? Like Jenna has read.
They'll keep you in there until you quit.
That's exactly.
And I think that's what they do. They just break you down so much. I've seen some of the people in the montage. One of the guys didn't even get out of his truck. He drove all the way from Virginia. Didn't even get out of his truck because as soon as he saw the setup, he's like, "No, I'm not doing it." A lady came from the Netherlands because she was so sure she could do this. Failed.
No one's done it, right?
No, nobody. There was a video of a guy, and it just shows you it's a pit of mud, and all you could see is just his nose and his mouth. And the guy is begging to quit. He's begging. He's saying, "I don't want to do this anymore. I'm done."
You have to say a certain phrase.
I guess so. I guess you got to say the correct phrase, because in the middle of him trying to quit, he's begging. You could tell he's in tears. You can't tell because the mud's in his face. They drop a bucket of water on his mouth and nose.
You could die.
That would... Yeah, I feel like I don't know how you can do this how we haven't had any accidents where we've read that somebody accidentally was injured. Took it too far at this McCamey Manor place.
That's what I should do with my neighbors that are trying to compete against me.
Waterboard
patio,
them.
The contest. Just bury them with the nose and the mouth sticking up. Mm-mm. And quit.
Really, yeah? You might want to take them out there.
Then I know I win.
But there's still part of me that
still wants to do it.
Still wants to do it. Is that weird? There's still part of me that I still want to go out there.
You just think
that makes you crazy.
You're the one because you know it's not
real.
That's what all the rest of them think.
Exactly. But every single person
Navy SEAL has tried to do it.
That's what I was wondering. I guarantee you, I think a Navy SEAL could do this.
Maybe.
So I would want to find one of the guys that, like, a buddy that has been a SEAL and tell him to go.
But I wonder if the people that own the place say, no, we what is it? Observe, what is it? We have the right to refuse service.
Uh-huh.
Is
you're too qualified
the
for
right
this.
To refuse service, maybe.
Now, you don't have to pay anything if you want to do this, by the way. Like
it's
Jenna
free.
Says, the dude, it's not really
well, then
free.
How do they get their money to.
Yeah.
Price of admission is just a bag of dog food. That's all you have
for
to get.
Charity? So this guy doesn't even make money, and that's why he lives in a trailer. It's so weird. I don't even know how he makes enough money. It was kind of unclear in the documentary how he even funds being able
he's
to do
crazy.
This.
He's acting out twisted fantasies, and people are signing up for it.
He's a man that just loves to torture people, and he found a way to do it legally.
Exactly. He found a way to do it without killing them.
Legally.
Well, one day, he's going to say, this guy's about to win $25,000. This is my sucker.
So the PR has gotten pretty out of hand now with social media because, you know, I've read that, you know, a woman commented on a YouTube channel that she's been blocked, but she went with a couple people to do this.
Uh-huh.
And one of the girls in their group got hurt and had to go to the hospital. She ended up being fine. Another one passed out and hit their head on something, and he was laughing at them and that sort of thing. And she's like, so now we're blocked from trying to leave reviews anywhere. She's like, he's just sadistic. She's like, I wouldn't be surprised if he's killed someone before and buried them and no one knows about it.
What do the reviews say about this place? Do you know, Jesse?
I was just telling you.
Yeah,
like, that's what she left.
Well, she was blocked. Yeah.
Yeah, there are people. I think they do try to get it. But for the most part, the ones that I've seen have said this is by far the scariest thing I've ever done.
But
authorities need to look
I've read
this.
That they just think it's terrible.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
That it's not jump scare. It's...
And
torture, psychological torture.
You know when you finish a haunted house, and after you finish it, you're smiling, and you're just so happy it's over.
The exhilaration.
Let's go have some drinks.
The people in this video are not that. There's maybe one person that I saw kind of smiling, and that was a guy that didn't get out of his truck. The other people are just completely, I feel like you could have post-traumatic stress because of this. I feel like it would just mess with you psychologically, not just for the day, but forever.
Because then you got to be mad at yourself for signing up for it.
Right.
Like, I volunteered.
You made a good point, though, about a Navy SEAL. You want to see someone that's been through some sort of psychological torture to do it.
Yeah, they could do it.
He'd probably fight back. That's probably in those waivers. You can't fight back.
Well, they tie you up. Mm. A lot of the times you're restrained.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Al. You got to watch. Yeah, there are hands tied, tape over their mouth.
You have no movement. All you
blindfolded.
Can do, I think you're... maybe shackled, so you can walk from place to place. But yeah, you're restricted. Your eyes are.
Somebody I know and love and trust do that to me.
No way.
Why would I trust some yahoo living in a trailer on the floor? No.
All these people have duct tape on their eyes. I guess the first thing they do when you get there is they just blindfold you with duct tape. Not even a cool little blindfold, like. No, duct tape.
Not even a cool little blindfold. What, you want like fuzzy handcuffs?
Something nice. I don't want to tear it off and have no eyebrows or eyelashes. No. All right, so the name of it is McCamey Manor if you want to check it out.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.